Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. We'll talk Bartlesville Chamber coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1 joining for a community connection as we try to get it done every final Wednesday of the month. It's Chamber Day, and Sherry Wilt's in from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and your calendar continues to be full, whether it's events or just seminars that you got going on. You send out a weekly email kind of reviewing what happened in the state legislature during that week, during the session, out there just keeping your members informed of what's going on.
That's what we try to do. It's our goal, one of our missions, especially on a legislative front, particularly this time of year when they're in session, try to keep just updated on bills that affect business. And we do send out, like you said, the weekly email on Friday, kind of summary of what happened that week. Last week was kind of a slow week, but there was still lots to report, just some miscellaneous things. And so keeping our eye on a lot of different things. So that is one of the four pillars that we stand on is advocacy for our members.
And while you rarely take a stance on a bill, it's kind of a balanced plus and minus pro and con sort of thing. This is what they're talking about. This is how it could affect you may not benefit, depending on the implication.
Right. We try real hard not to be partisan or, push one thing over the other. Every now and then it's real obvious that something's really, really bad.
Whatever's best for business. I mean, right. That's your business. So.
Exactly. So.
But speaking of legislation, and I'm thinking more now of the U.S. Congress, we've got Senator Lankford coming up fairly soon.
Yes, we do. We have the good senator coming in. Senator Lankford will be here on April the 26th. And it's one of our, in our forum series, we have six major forums each year, and this is one of them. And it will be at the community center over the noon hour. So he is always just so interesting. I mean, obviously there's a wealth of things he can cover. And he always is good about leaving time for Q&A for the audience also. So that is one I would not want to miss.
Senator Lankford checks in with constituents, at least via radio, on a fairly regular basis. But it's nice to get that face-to-face contact. And maybe I didn't ask the question the way the person out there in the audience wants their questions asked. So that's their opportunity to ask the senator.
Yep. So that's, like I said, that's coming up on April 26th, and you can register online for that. It is a lunch, so
it will be a full room. Get your reservations in soon.
It's at the community center. Yes.
Yeah. And it's just one of the many forums that you have throughout the year. Your eggs and issues forum, a little bit postponed from a previous engagement due to snow.
Yeah. February was a brutal month for us.
but it was still, nonetheless, when you actually held it, it was a good time and probably more up-to-date information than you would have had as a forecast.
Yeah, they'd been in a little longer, so they were able to get more of a actually what is kind of coming down the pike and what they were working on and that kind of thing. That one it ran right up until the clock, so we didn't have a lot of time for Q&A, and I know some people were disappointed about that. And we will revise that, but you have to have some sort of moderator to keep it going and make sure one doesn't dominate or take over. And so but it was still very, very informative. A lot of issues came out with that one. So
it was a good session and good information. And Fridays are a busy day for our local legislative team. Had that at the Tri-County. They're here at 9:30 and then immediately run right over to Arvest for the Friday Financial Forum.
And they're decking out. We got to be on the radio.
And sometimes they may have started the day with a breakfast in Vera or something else.
Yeah. So. On Fridays, I'm sure their schedules are packed. I mean, because that's the only day they're home. Well, and the weekend, but it's nice to have a little time with their families while they're home. So,
yeah. But just looking at the other items on your calendar, let's see. We mentioned Senator Lankford, and then actually the day before.
Yeah. Because we love to do things back to back. Big events.
It makes your chamber staff excited to come to work.
Keeps them hopping, yes. The day before we have our Classic Golf Tournament, and this is a tournament that benefits our Depot Preservation Fund, which is an account at the Bartlesville Community Foundation, so it can be used as like a charitable contribution, but we are the ones in the Chamber Depot down down on Keeler and Second, and we maintain all the property. We maintain that building, and we're on a roll this year with maintenance issues. So I mean, it's just a constant. That's always. I mean, I think we're gonna have to replace some plumbing this year, like dig underground and replace pipes, and so it is a very expensive building to maintain. But I love the just the look of it downtown, having that green space downtown, and just, you know, we take it very, very seriously to keep it up, but it does take some money. And so this is, this golf tournament is strictly a fundraiser for keeping that fund, having some funds in it. Lord knows we probably exceed that. I know we did this year, so had to replace a heating unit. I mean, it's just one thing after another. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is it's a fun day. It's at Hillcrest Country Club, so it's a great opportunity for some people that may not be members to play that course. And it's just, you're with some of the top business leaders in the community. You can either put your own team of four together for $500. It's $125 a person. It includes lunch. Or you can, you know, just register yourself and we kind of pitch you with teams. But with this one's fun. We have a ball drop. Kelleher Outdoor sponsors that for us. And people can buy a golf ball and then we put them all together and we have a drop with all these balls that are numbered. And if your ball is the one that gets closest to the hole or in the hole, you win $500. So it's kind of a fun way to kick off the tournament and start. So it's a really good, it's a fun day out on the golf course. Of course, what tournament isn't a fun day on the golf course?
There you go.
Hopefully it'll be beautiful spring weather and we'll have a full slate of teams, I'm hoping. So.
And I hope you do, just because, again, it benefits the structure that you live in, so to speak.
Right. And it's, you know, that's important to downtown. So, you know, if you love the Train Depot, if you're a train person, come out and golf. We'd love to have you.
It wasn't a chamber event, but the, as you know, your the Whistles and Stop train tour always sells out. It's
it
fun
does.
Day, you know.
It's fun. Those 2 weeks when they were selling tickets, I was, you know, filling in, and it's just fun to talk to people. They're so excited, and it was fun. So
And I'm glad that the locomotive continues to do well, and yes. You know, that they're effort several years ago to get that and the tender and the caboose all down there.
Yep. It makes and now they've got a car at the end. What is that? Can't think what they call it, but I think that's their next project to get that fixed mm-hmm. up. It's amazing how many people stop at that train. Anybody that has kids has probably been down there. Kids are fascinated. You can get up on the train. You can blow the whistle, ring the bell. It's very, very popular. You just don't think, you know, how many people really stop, but they do.
Yeah, well, it makes a nice accompaniment during the rest of the year when you're not doing ice skating. You know?
Exactly, and I love the backdrop for the ice skating rink, so it's great. We light up the train. It's great atmosphere.
It is. Also, during the month of April, just kind of continuing to roll the clock further earlier in the month, you got two events on the same day?
Yes. I wish I could clone myself. I'm not sure what I'm doing. But, yes, on April 10th, we have our Women in Business Luncheon, which is, we do that every month. And the topic is becoming the best you. Sandy Minardi, she's a great speaker. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun. Great time to meet some other ladies and just kind of get motivated about different things. This will be more on a personal level, I believe. And then we also that day have our Bartlesville Day at the Capitol, and we rent a big charter bus, start at 7 a.m. in the south parking lot down by the DI Center south of town, and spend the entire day there. We've got a great lineup. We've got an almost full bus. We have about 4 seats left if anyone is interested. We have the governor will be speaking to us, Lieutenant Governor, the Senate and House leadership, Bob Blackburn, somebody talking about the Capitol restoration because it's still just under massive restoration. Mm-hmm. We visit the House and Senate floor. We are introduced. We take a picture on the staircase, grand staircase. There's just a lot of things. We have lunch catered in from Ted's Escondidos, thanks to a sponsor, Phillips 66. So it's a fun day. On the way back, there's beverages and drinks and food and things on the way back on the bus ride. And so it's a fun day, but it's a great way to make our presence known, especially like when they introduce us on, especially because we have such a big, big group this year. We always have a good group, but we've got an exceptionally big group this year. And they always introduce us both on the House and the Senate floor. And, you know, we stand up and it's like, wow, there's Bartlesville. We make quite the presence, but it's nice to be able to, for the governor, for the lieutenant governor, just for the leadership to see our group, you know, hear our questions and just have a little bit of time to dialogue with our group as far as Bartlesville. So it's a very effective day, and we've been doing it for years. We had to cancel last year. We couldn't get to the Capitol last year because of the teacher strike, but we're back at it.
Bartlesville was otherwise well represented.
Yes, we were well represented, but we couldn't get, I mean, you just can't even get in. So anyhow, we ended up canceling at the last minute, but we're excited to get back at it. And so that's the same day as Women in Business, so.
Busy day.
Busy day, yes.
Any particular reason that you know of for the I'll say, increase in interest in going to the Capitol this year?
I don't know. Part of it, we do take our Leadership Bartlesville class, and we have a bigger class than last year, so that's part of it. But we still have more just regular, you know, people registering. So I'm not sure what the...
It was obviously you were proud of having that number of people. I just figured I'd take it one step further.
Several people that are going have mentioned it in the past several times. Oh, I really like to go. And I'm always like, well, go, come on. And they actually did this year. So, I think people are just real curious about it. They hear good things. But I know it's hard. It's the entire day. And you're like, oh, my gosh. It's a bus ride down with people. But people end up having we get great reviews on it. They love the day. So it's one of those that if you're kind of hesitant, I would encourage you to go. You will be glad you did. You learn so much and you see it in process, especially if you've never been down there. It's a very interesting day. They really learn a lot. They see it in process.
Four seats available. Call the chamber, 918-336-8708. We will continue with Sherry coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing a community connection with Chamber Executive Sherry Wilt, and still looking at events during the month of April. One more to talk about. This one I know is always a fun event because you do it frequently, and I hear comments from people who attend. Speed networking.
Yeah, speed networking. We do it every quarter, so it's not every month. We do it every quarter, and it is just a fun event. It's a smaller event, so it's not a very overwhelming event, and it's what it says. You just network very speed. You know, I sit across from you. You sit across from me. I tell you what I do. You tell me what I do, what you do. And then you move to the next person. And by the end of the night, it starts at 4. So from 4 to 5, they're laughing. They've made great contacts. A lot of times it's hard to get them out the building because they're just, they're having a great time. So, and they're usually about 20 or so. So like I said, it's a very small event, but it's that way it's not overwhelming and it's very effective. And there's been some great stories, some connections you would never think they would connect. It's like, I don't know how they would connect with this person, but it's like, oh yeah, well I could use you this or, and it's just, it's a great way to meet some new people. And like I said, make those connections and you never know when somebody's going to need whatever service you have or know somebody that needs the service you have or just has a connection with, that's what I love about those kind of things. Yeah. Just all the different lines and how they connect. So it is a fun event and it's free for our members. We also, I didn't put this one down, but we do have after hours next Thursday, but it's at April, I think it's the 4th.
Fourth sounds right.
Anyhow, whatever the first Thursday is. And this month it is hosted by Stride Bank, formerly Central National Bank. And they always do a very nice one. So that's another free event for members to attend. And it's great, just a lot of fun, always food, beverage. Great way to make connections again, meet different people. And they always have good door prizes and that kind of thing. So it's a fun evening. It's just, basically kind of breeze by after work, whatever time you get there, 5:15. We're usually done around 6. Mm-hmm. But people stay around a lot of times after that. But that's, if you need to get home and carry on with activities, then you haven't taken much out of your evening. So
well, as long as the snacks hold out, you're good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, more importantly, the beverages.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I wasn't going to go there, but yeah. But again, the speed networking, if you feel you have trouble networking with people, go. If you don't have any trouble with people networking, go. Because you're going to make some great connections either way.
I do like, that's what I like about speed networking. If you're one that doesn't like big crowds and you feel kind of intimidated walking in, especially if you're going by yourself, I mean, that's tough. I don't like doing that myself. Speed networking is great because you don't have to make small talk or, you are getting right to it. But and by doing that, that's how you, you're having a good time because you're just talking about your business or your, you know, what you do. So
your illustration always works for me. It's that 40-second elevator speech. You're only going up, I don't care, two floors. Say what you got to say and get it said and walk out.
Right. So no small talk.
It's to the point. It's direct. But it's that opportunity when you actually do meet a brand new person that knows nothing about who you are or what you do to be able to present yourself very quickly.
Yes.
Get in, get out. And if they want to respond, wonderful.
Right. And like I said, it is amazing how many times they will hang out for another, I mean, there's been times where they've been there for another hour, just all kind of talking together. And so those connections, once you break that ice, that's the hard part,
that's
breaking the ice, I guess. And this is a great way to break that ice.
Exactly. That's how the whole part, the system works. May 7th.
Big event. This is our biggest event of the year. It's our annual awards and gala. It's our annual meeting. So when we pass the baton from this year's chairman to last year's chairman to this year's chairman. So it'll be Nathan Barham with Sutterfield Financial passing it on to Jenny Brown. She'll be our incoming chairman with Phillips 66. And we did just have our board meeting yesterday, and the nominating committee presented their slate of candidates. And our new board members rolling on this year are Tommy Brown. He's an attorney. We did not have an attorney on the board, which is always smart to have, with Robinette King, Andrew Thompson with ConocoPhillips, Dr. Bruce McGowan with Rogers State University, wanted a higher education presence, Daryl Wooten. This was interesting. He's a pastor at Spirit Church. Their church has a lot of outreach, and we kind of wanted that perspective, try to bring in different perspective, different industries, make sure we've kind of covered the gamut. And it's hard to have every industry and everything covered because you only have 21 board members. But so Daryl Wooten with Spirit Church, Dr. Tammy Strobel with Tri-County Tech, the deputy superintendent there. Tech does so much in our community to help business and that kind of thing. And then Michael Howes with Jane Phillips Ascension will be rolling on. So one of our major employers in healthcare, very important. So a good slate of candidates. We're excited to bring them on. I just can't believe how quickly 3 years. They all serve a three-year term. And it's like the ones that are rolling off this year is like, gosh, it seems like they just rolled on, but they're now rolling off. So anyhow, we're excited about the board coming on, new board.
Well, board membership in general is not something that you always walk in ready to know what's going on. It takes a month, sometimes, 6 months, or some would even say the first year, just to feel real comfortable before you're going to ready to go contribute. Then you've got those 2 to 2.5 years of actual contributing. And then you roll off unless you get an opportunity to get to
Be on the exec committee. Yeah. So we'll roll on. They will participate. Technically, their terms don't start till July 1st, but we always bring them in. We do a board retreat, like a half-day retreat in April. It's April 23rd. So that week's going to be banner. We have the board retreat, the golf tournament, and Senator Lankford all the same week. But they will come to that, and that's a great time of planning and looking ahead, strategic planning for the chamber, but also just kind of community-wise is what we're going to really focus on this year at our retreat. And then we have a special board meeting that we call in June, early in June, because our year starts in July, and that's when we approve the budget for the year. So they participate in two meetings, even though not officially board members, not officially voting or whatever. They officially start July the 1st. So
Able
to participate in the retreat is, I think, very beneficial. It really gives them a good overview, and it's a great, half day, you really get to know everybody else. And I mean, it's a good day for them to, I think, get plugged in, feel like they've got a voice and participate, because that's obviously everybody's participating. So it's a good day for them.
It is a good day. I'm sure that they get a lot done and build some bridges that they can use for the next 3 years.
Yep.
It's all good.
And then May 7th, real quick, is our annual awards and gala, like I said.
Right.
And we are taking nominations right now for our annual awards. And just a couple to mention is our Small Business of the Year, our Business of the Year, the Tom Shoemake Award, Ernie Mackinac Award. Those are for leadership. If anyone would like to nominate, all the information is on our website. It gives you all the past winners, gives you the criteria for the awards. And you don't have to fill out all the information, just who you're nominating, and then we contact them and get the information so that the committee is looking at all the same, you're comparing eggs to eggs, not,
answering all the same questions.
Exactly. So it's not one person's got 12 pages worth and somebody else has just written a couple of lines and, you're trying to compare that. So
one nominator is a better writer than the other nominator.
Exactly. Yeah. So they kind of, So anyhow, we send it to them and they get the information to send back to us. So
It's always a fun night, and the celebration is, it's just a neat time to be there and see who got nominated, because you say, oh, yeah, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, it always works out well.
It's a great event. It's also our Leadership Bartlesville class graduates that night. The YPs pass, young professionals pass their baton. We hear from them. So it really covers a lot of ground in a short amount of time. So it we keep it moving, and you're out of there by 9, mm-hmm. and it's a good evening.
It is. Business community in general in Bartlesville, just because we've got about a minute left, I think things are doing well. I think there's a feeling of optimism with the Unity Square project going on.
Yes.
And it's just a good time to be in business in Bartlesville.
It is. And a lot of exciting things happening with several of our businesses, ABB being one of them. Spoke to a lot of their folks that are thinking about moving here or have already decided to move here from their West Virginia plant. Which has been really, really exciting. See some great families moving here. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, it is a good time. And sooner or later, we'll be talking about what's going on downtown at Christmas. But that's a whole other story.
Yes, that is a whole other story. Give it a little more time.
Exactly. But again, if you are not a chamber member, if the business you represent is not a chamber member or your church or nonprofit, again, why not? And give the chamber a call. Better yet, stop by.
Yes.
Talk to Sherry, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself looking at the benefits of chamber membership.
Yes, we would love to have them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
It's a good day to be in Bartlesville, and certainly a good day to be talking business in Bartlesville with Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. If you are not already signed up to attend any of the seminars we talked about, the forum, again, give them a call, 918-336-8708 at the Chamber. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. The company...